You know, I was thinking about it, and I really think Mel would be a great Lara Croft. I think she would pull a really great Lara Croft
on
the Tomb Raider. I think you have that passion to really carry it out.
I know you do.
You know, and
that's
think
that's controversial though, because she hates Angelina Jolie.
Sudbury Tuesday night. It's Mel and Chris's Fancy Schmancy. Look how cool we are. Podcast. Extra Mel, extra Chris. It's fun, entertaining, and full of Mel and Chris. Sudbury Tuesday night.
It's good to be back. It feels good to finally be back here on your Sudbury Tuesday night. It's the Mel and Chris podcast. Got some pretty cool guests in here we'll get to in just a second. Dave and Steve from Talking Nerdy on Eastlink Channel 10 or in HD 610 here in Sudbury, Ontario. I first met them during the Easter Seals telethon at Eastlink TV. They'd been up for 28 some odd hours and were running on fumes, but absolutely killed it while we were talking to them there. And that was my first exposure to the Talking Nerdy guys, besides seeing them on TV every single morning before our show goes at 7 o'clock on 10 and 610. So a pretty cool chat with them. We had them on the radio, then we talked to them in between songs, and then had them back for another segment talking about Graphicon, which happens to be this upcoming weekend. Some pretty cool stuff's going to be unveiled there, including the second comic, Big Nick 2, Sudbury's own superhero. I'll be running from the 10th and 11th this weekend. Pretty cool. So here we go.
Dave and Steve from Talk Nerdy TV in the studio with us. We're going to be talking about Graphicon coming to the Sudbury Arena. Thanks so much for being here this morning, guys.
Thank you. Thanks so much for having us.
Yeah.
Okay, so for those of you who aren't familiar with...
You're staring right at me.
I know I am. For those, and this was all, this has been a learning process for myself as well, because I didn't know too much about Graphicon. You guys came into the show last year and told me all about it. So for someone who has never been there before, who's sitting at home going, what is Graphicon at the Sudbury Arena? Explain it in layperson's terms.
I think for somebody that doesn't know what Graphicon is, take a look at all the TV shows and movies that you don't go to see. Basically, all those superhero movies and all the comic books, and condense all of that into one event and have everybody that's ever been a fan of those things. That's where we all congregate, and that's where we all get to gush about what we love and talk about it and see people dressing up in costumes as their favorite character. It's a massive event for a cross-section of different fandoms.
Yeah, so it's a celebration, really.
Yeah, so I found there was a lot of passion at the Sudbury Arena last year for Graphicon.
Absolutely. People just want to show off what they're into, right? And they don't necessarily always get that opportunity day to day, you know? If you're a hockey fan, there's always an opportunity to go play hockey. If you're a sports fan, there's always an opportunity to play sports. So when these opportunities come up, people who are into this hobby just love to really get out and give it their all, especially, you know, the cosplayers and the costuming and the artisans who make some amazing work just to show off their talents.
So your TV show, Talk Nerdy, you're going to be represented very well at Graphicon. What are you guys going to be doing this weekend?
Well, we're going to be filming one of our shows at 10 o'clock as soon as the con opens on the main stage, so we invite everyone to come see us and film one of our episodes. Mm-hmm. You know, we're going to be talking about to the audience, and we're going to be interviewing some of the guests at the con as well. We're going to be hosting a couple panels that day. We're going to be doing a Northern Comics panel with some of the great talent in Northern Ontario, and we're going to be hosting a video game development con for the video game developers.
Okay.
In Sudbury.
Now, what else is going to be there? Do you know if the second Big Nick comic book, I got my pens in it in my Big Nick coffee mug. Do you know if they're going to be back with their second book? Did they get it done in time?
Yeah, Big Nick is going to be there. Big Nick, the issue two, I'm fairly confident is going to be there. They've announced that. We actually got to see a couple of the panels that they were working on, because they brought it into the studio for us for our show once. And it looks great. And so we're really looking forward to seeing it.
Sudbury's own superhero at the Graphicon. Can I call it the con?
Yeah, okay. I heard them call it the con twice.
I gotta get into
the
lingo.
You're not a nerd in training anymore. Like they bestowed upon you.
You're dropping the lingo now.
So we have more to talk about with Graphicon this weekend and ticket information, and I want to find out a little bit more. So let's talk about that.
We'll talk about it in just a couple of minutes. I want you two to think about what Mel should dress up like, because she's doing cosplay this year.
That's
she's
exciting.
Not in training
that
anymore.
Exciting.
Stay tuned for that coming up.
So we're going to pick up at
I hope you have people helping you with your cosplay because was it 4 days to make it
now?
Yeah,
yeah. I mean, there's some thrill of the rush, like a kid making a science fair project the night before.
Always work better under pressure.
Good.
Oh, good.
Good. Well, this will be an example of that in its finest form.
Okay, we're recording. I swapped a song out. I bought us some time. We got about 5 minutes here.
Okay.
Before we're up next.
Okay.
Live.
All right. So I'd like to find out a little bit more about this video game design challenge. Are people developing video games here in Northern Ontario?
Yeah, absolutely. It's no shock that people are doing that, actually. The Subway Video Game Design Challenge is something that players are given, or teams are given, 48 hours to build the best video game they can with their team. And there's artists, there's musicians, there's programmers, there's story writers, and they get together and they just give it literally their unending all. And it's an amazing what they can do under those circumstances.
Sure, they don't even have a concept before they go in of what the game's going to be about, and then they get assigned a concept, or they get to choose one at the beginning of the competition, and then it's 48 hours, basically no sleep until the game's done.
And who judges?
Well, you have. There's actually a lot of game design talent in Sudbury. There's a gentleman who works at some of the bigger games company in Sudbury, so they get those folks. They, of course, get folks from NORCAT to come out where the event is hosted. So it is judged. And they're so in-depth in the judging, the winners are announced later in that week, so they can actually really dive into the video games themselves.
Wow,
yeah.
Wow.
Just going to get you guys to pull the microphone up a little bit, because I see, yeah, there we go. Okay.
Yeah.
Now we don't have to lean too far
absolutely.
In.
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay, I'd like to find out a little bit more about your passions and what drives you.
Yeah,
do
you guys get consulted on this thing? Or are you guys like passengers when they announce stuff, like Mel saying, are you kind of like, here we go, that's in my wheelhouse?
Well, for our involvement in Graphicon specifically, they approach us with a slew of things that we might be interested in doing, but we don't get consulted on for what, like the program they put on and things like that. But we definitely got our choice of the panels we wanted to host and things like that. So that was pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, Eastlink TV, where our show is hosted on, is big sponsors of Graphicon this year. So we're there through those through their graces and able to really promote the show. And we've been working very closely with Graphicon. This is the second year now, mm-hmm. So we've been able to really give our feedback and our inputs and offer that way. But let me tell you, Graphicon is really a community-based event. They got a committee of people from the city, from the community, fans, experts, and in their own hobbies, and that's what really makes it a really fan-based celebration. So we're glad to be able to give our input on different levels through that.
Are there more fan-based events like this, or am I just hearing more about them? Because it seems there's more to me.
I think it's just a bit more of awareness of them. You know, Graphicon in Sudbury, there's a ThunderCon in Thunder Bay. That's going to be happening in October. There's NOE, Northern Ontario Expo, that just happened in May in Timmins. So I think they've been there. NOE is like 7 years in now, I think. 7-8 years in. So they're there, but it's an awareness of them that I think is really growing as fans really celebrate to them. And of course, the bigger cons like Fan Expo in Toronto or Con Bravo in Hamilton, you know, these are the ones to compare to. So by that virtue, you're going to hear more about them.
Well, why are people finding out? Why are more people going? What draws us to cons?
Well, I think it's like any social club. You know, you find people that share your interests, and even if your interests are very, very niche, we have the internet now, and so you know, there's a con down in the States called MerCon that we found out about, where people go and they dress like mermaids and they hang out doing mermaid things.
Oh my
god!
So
when are you guys going?
I don't know if we can actually make the trip.
Do they wear seashell
bras? It's a bit far to swim. So
I always wanted a seashell bra.
Some of them do, but my point is that with the internet, you can find people that share your niche interests, and as a result, these cons are forming that are a little more closed market of people that have a specific fandom, a specific interest, and they get to join together and they get to have a great time.
Okay, well, now I want to know what qualifies you as a nerd.
You know, it's an overbounding passion for anything, realistically. I mean, we see sort of the comedy-style nerd. You see on Big Bang Theory and sort of that sort of thing being brought up comedically. But anything, you have to have a really focused passion on something and be willing just to dive completely into it in all levels. You know, I mean, Steve and I have LARPed. You know, we played Dungeons and Dragons. We do a lot of this stuff, and we dive in head first. And I think that passion is what makes you a nerd or a geek more than anything else. But I think fans... fans are anyone who enjoys any level of it. I mean, if you went to see a Batman movie and you really loved it, well, maybe that makes you a nerd too. Because it doesn't matter what level of fandom you're in, as long as you're just enjoying the culture.
Everyone's a nerd about something.
Yes.
Well, sure.
It's just the ability to be boundlessly passionate and not care about the fact that you're super excited about something.
Okay, so what are you the nerdiest about? What's the nerdiest thing that you go crazy for?
For me, probably three. I'd say I am nerdiest about movies, Dungeons and Dragons, and comics.
Well, yep. that's as broad as it could possibly go. Do you have a specific movie set or a specific comic that there's one top of the heap, right?
Well, let me tell you right now, the comic that I've been reading the most intensively is called Squirrel Girl. It's a Marvel comic about a girl who is empowered with the proportionate size and strength of squirrels. And she speaks to squirrels, which also, coincidentally, are endowed with the proportional size and strength of squirrels.
My God, that's amazing.
And she's actually a pretty popular comic character right now. Yeah, she's pretty well enjoyed. Anna Kendrick has put forth the desire to play her in a Marvel movie. So there are already actresses vying to play this character. And that's a sign, too, when you have major Hollywood actors, you know, kind of picking out who they want to portray on the big screen.
And you're a nerd. What are you going nerdy over?
Well, I don't know. Squirrel Girl's trying to tough to beat, but definitely, you know, I'm a huge LARPer, live action role play. I love it. I've been doing it for well over 10 years. There's a group out in the Valley, Wolvenfang. They do Ampguard every Saturday, and I've been doing that for years and years, and that's probably my passion, getting dressed up and sharing some of that wonderful garb and passion with other people. So every Saturday, we get out, go out, and kind of recreate medieval battles and fantasy.
92.7 Rock, Mel and Chris in the morning, and we're joined here by the Talking Nerdy guys. This is a fascinating conversation.
Isn't it? Yeah, so while we were in commercials and music there, we continued our discussion, so we're going to put this up on our podcast because this has been great. Dave and Steve, Talk Nerdy, going to be at Graphicon this weekend at the Sudbury Arena, and last year when you came in, I made myself a little nerd in training sign, and that was my cosplay. So I'm not sure about
this year.
She's
ready to graduate. So we speculated on what you think Mel should dress up as cosplay-wise. You guys are you're deep into this.
Consultants.
So you know pretty much everything that's going to be happening, pretty much all the characters. We need something for Mel this year.
You know, I was thinking about it, and I really think Mel would be a great Lara Croft. I think she would pull a really great Lara Croft.
Tomb Raider?
Tomb Raider. I think you have that passion to really carry it out.
I know you do.
You know, and
that's
think
that's controversial though, because she hates Angelina Jolie. Well,
I have an alternative.
I just,
you know,
10 cents.
I do have an alternative for you.
Okay.
I think that a Harley Quinn cosplay, but from the Batman animated series with the red and black jumpsuit with the jester hat.
Red.
I think that would be really good.
I look good in red. Okay, that's awesome. That's awesome.
Well, we have your first piece of cosplay here to share with you, and we brought this wonderful chainmail necklace for you here.
That's actual chainmail.
That is actual chainmail.
Is this step away from being a knight there?
Yeah.
Is this homemade?
That is homemade by a local artist friend of mine, actually.
One of the first shows I saw, Talk Nerdy shows I saw at East Link, was the guy who made his own chainmail, and I was fascinated.
And here you are.
Put it on.
And
yeah.
for Chris's cosplay, we, of course, have this Batman mask to which he can defend the knight in Sudbury.
You just want to cover my face. I see how it is.
That's a beautiful mask.
Yeah, that's also made by a Sudbury artisan. It's a leather mask.
Oh, my gosh. That's stunning.
He's Sudbury's vigilante.
And go to a masquerade ball.
You want to give the name of the artist? We'll give him a plug?
Absolutely, yeah. That's John Lawrence, who made the chainmail necklace. And that's my good friend Courtney, who made that, which is a lot of leather work here in Sudbury, so she's fantastic.
So GraphCon going this weekend, I heard rumors, there's some rumblings of stormtroopers.
Yes, the 501st will be there, and they're a real
professional
cosplay.
They were so great they were.
I'm actually looking forward to seeing them clash against the Mandalorian mercs, because we were at NOE last month, and let me say the Mandalorians had some unkind words to say about stormtrooper accuracy with their guns there. So, you know, I think they're going to be next to each other, and sparks are going to fly.
Even better. They're going to be like the chip stands in Sturgeon, where they're just kind of looking across the street from each other.
That's exactly what it's going to be.
You have got to take your family, you have got to take your friends, your husband, your wife to Graphicon this weekend at the Sudbury Arena. Doors open at 10 o'clock on Saturday morning. Dave, Steve from Talk Nerdy, thank you so much for being there.
We've
got all the details on our website
at
927rock.ca.
You look like you want to say something. Go ahead.
Hopefully we'll see you guys all there.
Yeah. You guys are amazing.
Oh,
you guys
you.
Are
you.
Great interviews. Yeah, thank you.